It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 4, we are lucky enough to be joined by Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how are we feeling?
I feel great. I'm good to be with you guys, man. I'm on top of it.
Dude, what up, Baldy?
How did you like that offensive performance from our Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday? It's like, finally.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've changed some things, obviously, you know, play action pass and, you know, run emphasis and feeding Saquon. And so it's kind of, come around a little bit. But I think that's the offense that you can expect, you know, especially, with A.J. and Devontae healthy like they are and the difference that they make. I mean, I can just imagine when Goddard gets back in here just how much better it's even going to be. And you get, Jordan Mulata back here. But regardless, like it was refreshing to see an offense that, you know, could go on the road and play at that level and execute like that.
You mentioned on Twitter that a few guys were tired of the offense and spoke up. Are you able to give us any context on what it was that they spoke up about or anything more on that?
Yeah, I think those guys probably will address the media today, some of them anyways, and they'll probably explain it a little bit. But, I mean, it was – I think some of the things are pretty obvious. You know, I mean, the quarterback, when he's in – you know, look, Jalen had a great game, but he threw it he had 20 passes. And the ball came out on time, in large part because the routes and the play action timed up really good. So if you watch some of the plays I put out there and more than that, I mean, you know, he's hitting his back step, he's hitching, and he's throwing it on timing. And even the touchdown to Devontae – I mean, it's a deep ball, but, you know, it's off play action. He's taking a deep set, sets his feet, and he throws. And when he plays like that, I don't care if he's throwing in the middle of the field, if he's throwing down the sideline, I mean, he's a good deep ball thrower. And so he's not holding it and running around. And I think some of those things got tightened up with the play action pass game.
Mm-hmm. And, Baldy, we know at some point a team will say, listen, we're going to try to take Saquon away from you, and let's see if you can beat us with your passing game. We understand that it's a league of adjustments. I guess the thing I'm wondering right now as it pertains to the Eagles going into games, I'm wondering, you think this is a formula they will embrace and sort of head into games that way, or is it sort of get into the game and see how the defense is playing you and then we'll react to it that way?
Well, I think you have to have the game plan first, Ike. You know,
yeah.
This is our plan. This is who they, you know, this is who they have. This is their style of defense. This is their personnel. Let's build the game plan around it. Let's put this in play. Mm-hmm. And then, look, I mean, you get conditions in the Northeast when you get to November, December. It could be weather. It could be wind. It could be all those things that can alter it. It could be injuries. You can lose key personnel in parts of games, and that can alter it. I think you have to go in with a game plan of what you want to do. Jacksonville has been terrible in the secondary this year. If you could block up Josh, Hines Allen and Trayvon Walker, you should be able to pick this defense apart. I'm sure they're looking at that. But, you know, they've been successful. Joe Mixon had a great fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis, ran the ball pretty good against them last week. But I'm sure you're always going to try to feature Saquon because you have to. He's just, you give that guy a lane and he give him an opening right now. I mean, he's capable of hitting one from anywhere. So I think that you start with the game plan first, and then if things adjust because of personnel or they're doing things different than you thought, then you get to the sideline, get to scout, get to the coaches, start changing some things to fix whatever's not working that day.
Brian Baldinger with us, and he is with us every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Baldy, it does seem like teams across the league are leaning on the run more than they have previously, successful offenses. Is that a reaction to the defensive strategy? Is it a reaction to quarterbacks not being quite as maybe skillful or coming to the league as prepared? Why do you think that's happening?
Well, I think a couple things. One, when you throw it less, you turn the ball over less, number one. So, for example, like Josh Allen last year, they made a change in offense coordinator. They went to a run-first offense, and Josh Allen turned the ball over less, and they went from a .500 team to a playoff team. So that's Buffalo. But Detroit has been a run first team, and so they've got a nice shiny 6-1 record. They run it before they, you know, more than they throw it. Ten of the top teams in this league right now, all with winning records, are throwing it at about 50% to the Eagles' best 55% right now. I mean, Jalen hasn't turned the ball over in 3 weeks. The offense has been really clean, but they're running it, you know, a lot more efficiently right now. Washington has been a run-first team. That's good for a rookie quarterback. And so you just go around the league and you look at your Kansas City for the first time. Andy Reid is almost 50-50. You know, and so you look at some of these teams with better. San Francisco is a run-first team. They've had injuries, obviously, to Ayuk, and Debo's been out, and McCaffrey's out. So they've gone to a run-first mentality. And so I think some of it is defenses, and some of it is personnel, and some of it is, man, you're getting these games right now, and some of these games are 8 possessions. If you turn it over on 2 of them and you punt, I mean, you know, you're really limiting the amount of times you can score. So, you know, and sometimes you just want to play keep away from a guy like Joe Burrow and make him sit as long as you can. So I think it's, you know, a bunch of different factors right now.
Yeah, and they got to love it. They got to love it down there. They found the formula. I hope they stick with it until proven otherwise, but it seems to be very effective. I'll tell you something else that's helping them, Baldy. Complimentary football, meaning they have a defense that knows how to get off the field. Finally got a couple turnovers last week. I'm loving this back seven, the linebackers and the secondary. What has impressed you about these young guys in the back seven?
Well, I mean, you start, you know, with the linebackers. You know, it was very much in doubt throughout preseason. But Zach Bond and Nakobe have been very good. They actually complement one another really, really well. They fly to the football. They tackle in space really well. So for the first time in 3 years, you can actually, you know, brag about the linebacking play in Philadelphia. They're not taking guys off the street. They're not going to that formula anymore like they had. You know, the play by Cooper DeJean on fourth down to Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, Malik Nabers ran that same play, you know, on Sunday night. You know, he got a first down on it. They've run that play to Ja'Marr before. He's their best player. They put it in his hands. For, you know, for Cooper to come all the way across the formation and trail him and then tackle him in space, I mean, that's a turnover. You know, you stop him at midfield, you go down and kick a field goal. You know, Isaiah Rodgers comes in. I think it was the first play after Slay got hurt. Comes in there, perfectly defends a deep ball by Chase, and here comes Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I mean, it's good. It's really good. You know, they're not giving up. The ball's not going over their head. They figured out a rotation right now. They kind of alter some things with Bryce Huff's game. Mm-hmm. Nolan Smith has woken up. You know, they got a nice rotation up front. You know, it's starting to look like a pretty good defense right now.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Bryce Huff. I didn't think Bryce Huff looked very good on Sunday, honestly. I guess my question is, because a lot of the pressure seems like when they're getting pressure, aside from Jalen Carter, a lot of it is coming from Nakobe Dean and Zach Bond and, you know, occasionally even Cooper DeJean. Do you think their edges are good enough, or if you were them, would you look to upgrade there at the trade deadline next week?
No, I would try to upgrade.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to make a run. It's wide open. I would try to get an edge pass rusher right now, any way that I could. I mean, Nolan Smith has made a couple plays, and I mean, Bryce isn't setting the world on fire. I mean, he's a wide nine, put two hands in the dirt, and, you know, let him take off. I mean, that's his game. You know, if he's not doing that, he's not really doing much. But I mean, I don't know if Jadeveon Clowney could shake loose. You usually like to rob bad teams from good players. I mean, one thing about Jadeveon, he's not a great pass rusher, but that guy plays hard, and he's still a great athlete. And he's long. I mean, that's the guy I would be looking at if I were the Eagles right now. And I don't know if he's available. I think he's on a 1-year deal in Carolina, but Carolina's not going anywhere. He played on a great team last year and had a big role on Baltimore being the number one defense in football. Mm-hmm. I think he would love coming here. He's a great teammate. He's a great guy. He's got a smile on his face every day. If there's one way that I could get Jadeveon, I'd pick up the phone and call Dan Morgan in Carolina and see if he's available.
So, Jacksonville has struggled this year. The Eagles, I think, are 7.5-point favorites. Is there anything going into Sunday, if you're the Eagles or if you're an Eagles fan, saying, hey, look out for this? If the Eagles don't win or the Eagles don't look good, this is what Jacksonville does well. What should they look out for?
Well, I mean, look, I don't know what the status of Brian Thomas Jr. is, but he's the best rookie receiver in this league. Like, that guy is so smooth, fast. There's nothing he can't do.
Better than Neighbors?
Pretty good.
He's better than Malik Neighbors.
Wow.
I mean,
okay.
First of all, he's faster than Malik, and he runs better routes than Malik. But, yeah, he's better than him. He doesn't have his I think he's got 40 catches. I think Malik's, you know, got a little bit north of that. But regardless, yep. I mean, he is an elite player. There's nobody he can't beat. He beat a safety last week, you know, in Houston. I mean, he turned the ball all the way around. Green Bay, I'm sorry, Javon Bullard. Mm-hmm. But, he got matched up on a safety, wasn't close. That guy he's ridiculous. But, like, you know, at the end of the game last week against Green Bay, I mean, Christian Kirk is out, Brian Thomas Jr. is out. The offense had woken up when they actually got healthy. And so that's the one thing is Trevor can still throw the ball really well. He's been a little inconsistent, but they look like up until the injuries last week in that game that they were going up and down the field on a lot of teams over the last month. So that would be my concern. But I don't know what their status is. They didn't finish the game last week, so I don't know what their status is this week. But if Christian Kirk and Brian Thomas Jr. are on the field, like, you know, I'd be on red alert in the passing game right now by Jacksonville.
All right, Baldy. Well, this was an Eagles season that felt like it was on the brink a few weeks ago, and it does feel like that bye week came at a great time, and they have turned things around. It feels good. We appreciate you joining us, Baldy.
Thanks, brother.
My pleasure, guys. I'll talk to you next week. You bet.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day, and Yo Triple Decker Mayonnaise Sandwich. Be delicious.
I don't think it's clear-cut. He's better than all the other receivers, but he's damn good, though.
Yeah.
Malik Neighbors is right there.
Yeah.
Both these dudes. How did LSU not win the national championship last year?
They had three losses with Jaden Daniels, too.
Right.
Jaden Daniels, he won the Heisman Trophy last year.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened,
They're good in the NFL. They should score 100 points a game in college. Yeah.
Must have been the defense that cost them.
Must have been the defense.
Yeah. Because, Thomas is good. Neighbors is good. I still like Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, he's not the dynamic receiver that those two are.
Right.
Like, those two have speed.
Yes.
And Brian Thomas is catching a damn deep ball every week.
Well, and it seems
I also think that if Neighbors had – I'm not the biggest Trevor Lawrence
Neighbors
guy.
Neighbors needs a better quarterback, yes, for sure.
Well, because they – Daniel
Wait
Jones –
Wait till he has Carson next year.
Is Doug there?
Daniel Jones is scared. The worst things that Jalen does, by the way – the worst things that Jalen does, Daniel Jones does 10 times worse. Daniel Jones doesn't throw till somebody's open and in their spot. Daniel Jones is scared of throwing into tight windows. And if you're a defense, and it sucks for Neighbors, it sucks has happened, your defense, you're just like, oh, that's the only good guy.
Yeah. One guy to throw it to. Yeah.
So who knows? And the Bryce Huff thing. So I was lucky enough to this weekend find the condensed game thing on YouTube. So I could just rewatch the game in 35 minutes or whatever.
Sure.
Bryce Huff stinks.
I thought he was making progress.
Dude, he might have made progress in the previous game, but he can't beat anybody. Maybe he's just figuring it out. I don't know. But he's just like physically, I do not see it. When you watch him, when you just zero in on him, and he has the opportunity.
He's wearing zero.
And plenty of time.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
He's usually getting single blocked.
He just can't beat anybody.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It is just unbelievable that Nolan Smith can have moments and Bryce Huff doesn't have any moments. That seems like an enormous swing and a miss. And I know everyone thought that the first few weeks, but we're almost halfway through the season. Just like, let him put both his hands down. Please. I got to see him beat somebody. Holy moly.
Marty said he had four hands.
Yes. He might need four hands. All right. It's the first day of sacrifice for Soto. We are asking what you will sacrifice to bring Juan Soto here. I'm sick of hearing the New Yorkers. Oh, he's not leaving New York. He's not leaving
New York. Because that's in their mind. Yeah. They don't want him to leave.
Yeah. The Yankees fans are terrified. Mm-hmm. And the Met fan, Steve Cohen's going to sign him, just chest thumping.
Oh, Uncle Stevie.
Yeah, Uncle Stevie. What's he brought you so far, man?
Francisco Lindor.
You're spending. Yeah, well, that's trade. A good one. Yeah,
that was a different GM, though. And it's the history of.
It's still the same checkbook.
Easy. The history of David Stearns, his new GM, which I think is interesting, is that he's a small market GM.
Yeah, he's a builder.
Can he convince Steve Cohen that he can build a better team without Juan Soto?
Right.
That's what we're looking for.
Especially after the results they got this year.
Exactly
which,
right.
Yeah.
Bunch of under the radar guys.
Yeah.
Don't need that big star.
Yeah, we were their World Series.
Yeah, you bring...
At least our fluke run we ended in the World Series.
You bring Stearns, and we'll have Middleton fly on his private plane, wherever the hell Juan Soto is.
And it better be the only reason Kevin Long still has a job.
That's to get Juan Soto here.
That's what I'm holding my hat on.
Yeah. How quick will the Yankees sign Juan Soto and Phillies have moved on from Kevin Long releases B, if they happen.
Well, he's going to have a very short leash in the first half. We'll put it that way.
3 seconds away from each other. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
Rios. What's up, brother?
What's going on, gentlemen? You already know, like one of them walks, got the kids on their bikes and everything. Yeah, I mean, just chilling. But, you know, I see I had a call, y'all trying to, you know, do a thing as a team. So I'm like, man, like, I have no choice but to freaking call. So
yes, you're a team player.
Say again?
You're a team player. That's what I like about you. One of a number of things.
If it's a lead, team, whatever, I do what I got to do. You know what I mean? So I know what time it is. I don't get mad about nothing. I know how to play my freaking role. But I tell you this, man, that Juan Soto thing, the cockiness, the swag, the young man, the style stuff for this type of city, man, it would be freaking lovely. That's how I like them young bulls on the Eagles. Yeah, I mean, go ahead and get disrespectful. Talk your ish. Do your things. And look what they doing. And the old heads on the squad like BG embracing it and pushing, doing the things the right way because they want to do their thing. But yeah, what's the question, man? Y'all ask me what y'all think I should do. You know what I mean?
Ooh, what should Rios sacrifice?
I got an idea.
Okay.
Wow. Hold on. How violent is it?
Yeah, don't hurt anyone.
It's whatever y'all want me to do. My idea, just it ain't nothing big. I mean, it's big for me, but it's something that, you know, just thinking of what y'all were talking about with Ike.
Yeah, my mayonnaise sandwich.
I'm going to get an idea what if anything comes to mind for y'all. I just want to hear this. You know what I mean? Hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Jack.
I'm thinking.
Yeah,
he has to listen to Dancing on My Own.
Oh,
why would you kill me like that?
For 3 straight hours.
Yes. For how long?
3 hours.
Here's the deal, Rios. Here's my idea.
I will bleed. No.
Rios, it's Juan Soto.
Dancing on my own for 3 hours?
Here's what we do. We bring Rios to Chickie's when it's convenient to you, when we're there. We're doing the broadcast.
Mm.
We pay for, you know, your food, your drink, all that kind of stuff. But we put a set of headphones on you that is only playing Dancing on My Own on repeat for 3 hours, I think. And if we can get you to stomach Dan, now will you let him listen to the original one? So at least it's a...
We'll get all the versions, all including the Armentani brothers version.
Okay, so Armentani version.
All of them hurt. All of them are suckers. So yeah. Nothing's going to make a damn difference. You know what I mean? Like,
Robin.
You're still saying the same sucker stuff.
Callum Thomas. Well, one of them's, the original is a female singer, which I think you might think is a little less sucker, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it is a female, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'll be on that side for that type of music, you know what I mean? But not no cats, you know what I mean, doing some E-Harmony, all that type of stuff.
Well,
man.
Look, we're not at the off-season officially yet, but I would like you to think about it. I think we're all, look, Jack is naming his child Juan. I am tattooing Juan.
Yeah, that is very serious.
I'm getting a Juan Soto tattoo. You listening to Dancing on My Own for 3 hours, I think would be an appropriate sacrifice.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I really think Jack really don't like me, so just to bring something like that up. But anyway, if people want me to, yeah, I'll do it. See, my thing, what I was going to say, it wasn't nothing big, but since I don't like mayonnaise, I go to Chickie's in Peace, I just get beards, fries, and wings, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no boneless wings, Jack, you know what I mean? We don't do those things.
Love the bone nuggets.
Freaking, I was going to say, damn, I eat the muscle soup, with the bread or whatever, because I don't eat seafood. But y'all brought this up. I ain't even had no idea. Jack, you pretty quick on your feet. You must
Thank
not
you.
Really like me, but that was pretty clever.
Well,
but,
I would say I know you.
It,
I would say I know you. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know me pretty. You
well, I love
pretty
I love Rios.
Like or that. Like,
or okay. we could get a Spike vegan option.
Now, can I? By the way, can I offer an alternate? Now, Jack has to approve this, dancing on my own. Instead of listening to it for 3 hours, can we get the karaoke version of the music and have Rio sing Dancing on My Own?
Oh, and that's
show.
Over in 2 minutes.
Wait. Yeah.
Spike, Ike, I'm only calling for you, Ike.
Yeah, just talk to me. Yep.
These guys don't like me, man.
Nope.
He talk about he want me to sing. No, man. That's like.
Oh, come on.
No. They trying to break
I
you down,
keep
man.
Dancing. Man. Come on. There it is.
Yeah.
All right, man. Look, I tell you what. I'll be a freaking team player. Yeah, you know what I mean? I had to figure something out to stomach to get myself to, in a way, in a mindset to even. I don't even know what type of mindset I get myself to even do something like that. But anyway, if the people would want it, and either one, you tell me, and, I,
okay.
and I'm with it. Either one, I'm with it.
There it is.
So, yeah,
come on, Rio. Sing
right
it if you know it.
I didn't say right
I'm
now, gentlemen. Why did you say now?
3 hours of this.
Oh. Goes into my 3 hours?
That's going to be hard to pull off, man.
Look.
You can hit that note, Rios.
You know what's funny? That Spike, you brought up that sing, you know, do karaoke on it. You know what's funny about that?
What's up?
This morning, I woke up. It was in my head, man.
Dancing
the
on my
song,
own?
You and Jack going to sing it later. The country song, man.
Oh, you're talking about Creed.
Creed is not
Creed.
Country. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well be
come
us.
Come on, man. Help me out. I ain't going to say I know the stuff, but it kind of, I mean, it kind of sticks in my head when y'all be singing it or whatever. I'll be like, all right. I listen to some country and whatever type of music that is. I'm all type of music, but that was in my head, but never dancing on my own, but it is what it is, man.
Well.
I'm a team player. Look, get Soto here.
All right.
And you know what I mean? You know, whatever the people want, I'm with it, and I'll show up, and I'll be a sucker.
You sound so troubled.
He said, I'll be a sucker.
This is not sucker stuff. This is, Rios, this is you taking, we're all trying to take one for the team. And think about this. It's 3 minutes or whatever for the next 15 years. We get 15 years of Juan Soto for this.
Okay.
All right, man.
You fell, mama? Okay. All right, gentlemen, I'll see you.
All right, Rios.
All right, yeah, because that was about to get intense.
Yeah, Rios sounds troubled by your suggestion, Jack.
I know.
What do we want more, him listening for 3 hours or him singing the song?
For 3 hours. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I think I'd rather just have him sing it.
I think I'd rather him sing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, we could get that on the air.
Yes, that's the win.
Yes.
All right, well, it is Wednesday, and 4:30 is coming up, and Ike.
Yes.
We have a change in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. In fact, we have a couple of changes.
I must be moving up.
Well,
no.
Why would you move up?
What did you do?
Yeah, why would you move up, Ike? We'd love for you to move up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you did promise us a big deadline.
Yeah.
And that's coming up on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
You heard Baldy, didn't you?
Now, does Clowney or Za'Darius Smith count as a big move?
That's a huge move.
Za'Darius Smith?
Yes.
Apparently, he's going for a day 3 pick, according to Jeremy Fowler.
Oh, we got to be on that. Come on, Schwartzy. Send him to us. Oh, and Andrew Berry's over there.
Oh, is he?
There you go.
Andrew Berry's the GM of the Browns.
So he should send us Myles Garrett.
Huh?
He should send us Myles Garrett.
Well, yeah, he's not stupid. Yeah. Yeah, he's not sending us Myles Garrett. But Smith.
There you go.
I can see it.
Well, we'll decide whether that's the big trade deadline. We have a new number one on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In a moment, we will get you the brand new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. The WIP Afternoon Show Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of our fantasy football league. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. What would you rather the Phillies do this offseason, sign Juan Soto or run it back? Now, we're at 91% signed Juan Soto, but only 2,100 votes.
Ah.
We need to get that number to 8,000.
Yes. By the end of the day.
Well, what if we just do four? What if we keep doing the poll? And present it to Middleton as, you know, we did it 10 times and we had 4,000 people each time. That's 40,000
people. 40,000 people.
Yes, everyone's going to be thrilled. Big changes in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Let's do it.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
I mean, we're halfway through the season, and remember, the Eagles Insider of the Year award is awarded at the end of the Eagles season. Halfway through. Ike.
Yes.
Your inactivity is worrisome to the panel. Let me just put that out there.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a couple logs on the fire.
Okay. Right.
Waiting to see them.
All right. Last year.
I just told you we might sign Sidarius Smith.
Right, yeah. After he's reportedly out there for a day three pick.
After Jack told you on the air.
Oh, man.
Okay. Last week's Power Rankings.
All right.
Last week's Power Rankings number, and we have a new number one.
Ah.
Last week's Power Rankings, number 5, Howard Eskin, number 4, Donovan McNabb, number 3, Elliot Shore Parks, number 2, Ike Reese. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
And number 1, the newspaper reporter.
Yes.
He's hanging in there.
We have a couple people who have dropped out, and we have a new number 1. Number 5, Brian Baldinger.
That's right.
Baldy!
Broke
a big story. He underplayed it, but saying a few of players spoke up about the offense, and now we have a good offense.
Yeah.
It's a big story from Baldy.
When he said the guys may speak up on it today.
Yeah, that was, wasn't that interesting?
Well, he probably knows his tweets are out there, so somebody's going to ask the players about it.
The players today. Yes. Yeah. Do you think anyone cops to it?
There's certain players I think would. Maybe the right tackle.
Okay. Well, the right tackle has complained about them not getting to the line and snapping the ball quick enough. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, there was a newspaper reporter story, and actually Jalen said that he had said that they weren't snapping the ball quickly enough.
Yeah. Notice how Jalen is on top of all this
stuff.
Yeah.
On board.
Yes. How do we snap the ball more quickly? If we only knew who... Okay. All right. Number 5 is Brian Baldinger.
Okay.
Number 4, dropping 2 slots, is Ike Reese.
Yep.
I'm almost out.
Still in the top 5.
It's time to push Ike.
Dropping out of the power ranking.
Ooh.
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, you're out
inactivity.
5. Out 5, yeah.
Donovan here.
And Howard Eskin.
The king is out?
Dope.
Look. You can't, if you're, this is for reporters.
Yes.
Well, do reporters taunt fans on the sideline after the team plays well?
They usually don't, no.
He's not on the team.
Yeah.
Nah, you're right. Usually don't. I just thought his under the center.
It got him one week.
Nugget kind of.
Oh, it did. What a big report. He observed it at practice.
Yeah. And. He got a
spike's been saying it for 2 months.
Yes. He got a bump last week for it. And this week he revealed that he hushed fans on the sideline.
Yeah, he basically told on himself.
Eagles fans and called them morons.
Morons, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dopes.
We can't have that. We have too much respect for our listeners.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So
Howard Eskin bringing down the integrity of this show.
Yep. The integrity, huh? So number 5 is Brian Baldinger, number 4 Ike Reese. Still at number 3 is Elliot Shore Parks.
Yes.
Ah.
He's doing a good job, but we're a little bit worried about the worm creeping its way back in as the Eagles play better.
Yeah, you got to watch that dude, man. You don't know. Elliot is like he's slippery.
Well, and if he is, okay, so we found out yesterday that the reason he is pushing forward his Jalen Hurts agenda is to legitimize his training camp stats. It's got to be about the people and the craft. It can't be about you. You know, the people we want to have on this list are people who care about the truth. You know, as they say, democracy dies in darkness. And Elliot, we can't. Well, there's
who says that?
Washington Post said it, but nobody likes the Washington Post anymore. So I guess it was just what popped into my head about journalists.
Okay.
But Elliot can't care more about his own brand than the truth.
Well, especially when it's affecting what he's saying on the air.
Yes.
I mean, he sounded insane yesterday.
Yeah, that they're not a running team?
They have the number one rush attempts, like whatever, the most rushing attempts since the bye week.
Yes.
They're a rushing offense.
Yes.
I mean, literally it's 2-1 rushing attempts to passing attempts.
Yeah, it's come on, Elliot. All right.
Of course they can throw they can throw the ball, moron.
Right.
Like, it's just like, they're not going to just run the ball 100% of the time.
Moron.
Yeah. So we have a new number one, which means that the newspaper reporter drops to two.
Again, the newspaper reporter doesn't do well when the Eagles are playing good.
Yes, but when people are sniping and backstabbing.
Yes, that's when the newspaper reporter's on top of his game.
Yep. The new number one. We coming from outside the power rankings to re-debut at number one is John Clark.
Clarky?
Yes.
Got the scoop that now we got the scoop that Jalen Hurts did not play golf. Mm-hmm. We got that scoop today. But he got the scoop that Jeffrey Lurie, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts played golf with Barack Obama yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still need to know if he took that photo.
He did not.
Okay. Are you inside sourcing the inside?
Yes.
Okay. Was it Tyree the caddy who called us earlier, maybe?
No, it was not. But part of having inside sources is having inside sources.
Whoa, that's an insider report right there from Ike, Jack.
Somewhat. That
John Clark didn't take the photo.
Yeah, but is it John Clark insider of the year or is it Eagles insider of the year?
Well, it's Eagles related.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to report who took the photo?
I cannot report who took the photo. I cannot report because I don't know who took the photo. Okay. He didn't tell me that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is. The new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yes.
With a new number one, John Clark. He's going to have to work hard.
You know, the first thing I asked him was, were you golfing?
Yes.
Were you hiding in the woods?
Yeah, right. So he was like, no. So somebody sent him the photo.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right.
I guess I can divulge that.
It still counts. It still counts.
Am I allowed to say that?
Well, you just did. I guess it's too late, you know, one way or another. Am I allowed to say that? Well,
sort of like me asking John, am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
Or is he trying to keep the ruse up that he took the photo?
No, that's not what he's doing.
The problem is you just said it.
I know.
Yeah. On the radio.
I didn't realize everybody was listening.
Oh, well, they are. They are. Reports are that they are. All right. 215-592-9494. Jennifer in Tennessee, what do you want to sacrifice for Soto?
Okay. So I am willing to shave my head, even if it's the middle of winter.
Wow.
And post a picture on X. And I'm also willing to call WIP in the middle of the night when one of the hosts that Jack knows my little list of people that I don't really like on WIP is hosting.
Are we allowed to know who she doesn't really like or no? Is it Jolly?
John
Johnson?
Plus, the phone call would be recorded in.
Yeah, I'm Tom Kelly.
Oh,
it's Teeks.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, a shaved head is a big one from Jennifer, I
guess.
Yeah.
Especially a woman, man. Yeah. That is huge.
You don't already have a shaved head, do you, Jennifer?
Good question, Spike. It's partially done because of my sister's colon cancer.
Oh, God bless your sister.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, man, I didn't.
But it's not all the way done.
All right, no. This counts.
It's the middle of winter.
Yes.
So even if he gets traded in the middle of winter, I will be willing to do it. But
we'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, and Jack, here's the thing. I just wanted to do my monthly, this month is the 4-month call-in, so I didn't even know what the question was.
Oh, the anniversary,
When you asked me, I was just calling in on my anniversary.
I got a quick question, Jennifer.
Yes.
You don't sound like you're from Tennessee.
No, I am not.
Okay.
Let's see here. So I grew up coloring with crowns.
So she's a Delco?
Yeah. Well,
I'm a Chester. County gal.
Okay.
In fact, I grew up going to movies at the Colonial Theater where Joe Conklin's going to be in February.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you say crowns, you're local.
Yeah, and you're too tuned in to what's going on here, so I'm like, I know she can't be from Tennessee.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the Justin from Tennessee sort of twang.
Yeah, there's no draw.
Voice. Yeah, there's no draw there. Yeah. So I kind of figured you were from here, though. Okay, cool.
All right, Jennifer, well, you're in, and because you've said it on the air, it is a promise. It's in blood. So if they sign Soto, your sacrifice, you got to shave your head and call Tom Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. I will. I will do that.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean, she could also. I mean, she could have also been talking about like this. It's Jolly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about you guys because I'm a foxhole guy. But
yes.
So I have been on a golf course in both a golf cart and walked on it, but I was not golfing. I was birding with my husband.
You were birding?
Is that what they call it these days?
Now listen to me, you all. That is my husband's thing. Y'all watch football and sports, and he birds. He has like a life bird list.
Really? He's a loser.
Oh, God. That's Fritz. Don't do that, Fritz.
19 years, okay?
Yeah, the man likes watching birds.
He watches baseball with me, and I go on birding trips.
You know what? I think that's nice.
What's your go-to bird?
Yeah, what's your favorite bird?
I love the great blue heron is my favorite.
I'm a robin's man.
I played at the blue heron.
What that looks like, because I know y'all didn't know like the difference between hawks and eagles.
Well, wait,
now that's Jack who doesn't know the difference between anything.
I'm a birdsman.
Wait, hold on. Isn't the great blue heron the one that looks sort of like a dinosaur almost with a real long beak? It's got a really long wingspan.
I thought they had long necks.
Both.
They do have long necks, but. I'll just have to post a picture of
for
you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk to you in a month, but I'll be listening to see what happens.
Yeah, she calls every
You'll
month.
Always get me through my boring walking workout, or I told Jack. See, waiting on hold. I said, well, y'all gave me time to get my boring work assignment done, come up with a really good answer, and now I'm ready. In about 45 minutes, I'm going to meet my husband for a drink. So
sounds perfect.
That's what I'm talking about.
What an afternoon. Having a drink.
Yeah. Looking for a drink.
Birds.
Watching birds.
Yeah.
Watching
all right, Jennifer.
Birds.
All right. You guys be good. We'll talk to you in a month.
All right, Jennifer.
He's reminding us it's going to be a month.
Yeah, I love her. I love that she doesn't like TK either. I love TK, but
TK can rub people the wrong way.
Yes, I understand it.
He's a gristle.
Yeah, you know what rubs me the wrong way? Your old drafty windows. They're pathetic. I'm embarrassed for you. I feel bad for your family that when cold weather's coming, they're going to hear all that. You know, cold air coming through the old drafty windows because you didn't do anything about it. Guida knows. Guida cares about you and your family. So to get you to finally do it, replace your doors and windows. They have the buy one, get one half off sale. Sounds like a good deal to me. Buy a window, get another window 50% off. Buy a door, get another door 50% off. Mix and match, right? You got three doors, three windows. They'll take care of it that way. The more that you buy, the more that you save. They're also going to let you start it all with no money down and get you interest-free financing for up to 18 months. This isn't going to last forever, though. It's not going to last forever. There are restrictions. So for the details, if you want to get all the details, I'm only giving you a portion of the details, call 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll even hook you up with a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Herb.
What's happening, boy?
We're going from Jennifer to Herb.
Yes.
You're trying to get Juan Soto here. What, that's about 15-year contract. You're talking like, so he's like 41 years old. You think he's going to do that for about between 50 and 60 million a year, you know?
Yeah.
That's what the money, what these guys are getting paid. I mean, Bryce Harper cut him a break in 13 years,
he did it.
Cut him a break. Wasn't the richest contract in baseball history?
I'm going to tell you, if Soto comes here, he's going to get Bryce Harper is going to get some more of what he wants, like what he talked about in the beginning of this year that he wanted an extension. You know,
Ike knows.
Yep.
The thing is, we got to win a World Series, though. You
That's
know?
What I'm saying. So what are you going to sacrifice for Juan Soto, Herb?
What? what I would sacrifice is, okay, it's not really a sacrifice. If they signed him to a long-term deal, I'd get up there on stage.
Well.
Ike Reese, you can play the music.
Okay.
Four Tops, Temptations, bring it on, baby. I'll even invite.
There's a reason why he didn't have you two play the Four Tops for the Temptations.
Yeah, why is that? Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wait
boy,
a minute. Hold on.
Dance all night long.
This,
yeah, boy.
This sounds like something you want to do. That's not what a sacrifice
that
is.
That does sound like something you want to do. Yeah.
Hey, look, sounds like you've been thinking about
been
that for a while.
To do this.
I was thinking about sacrificing about, you know, maybe instead of going, do I wait a couple years to go back to Europe or something, you know?
What are you sacrificing by not going to Europe?
Yeah, because I want to go next year. I really want to go to Europe for, like, at least 12 days, you know? So
that's a lot of money.
Places I want to stay, and I want to go back to Spain, so.
Oh, you had a good time. You had a good time over there, didn't you?
Well, it was a long time ago, though. Yeah, but I had a good time. Yeah, well, but I mean, it's.
Weren't we just in, we were in Brazil.
Brazil. You got to bring yourself back a wife, Herb.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
You know, a little 90-day fiancé action.
Yeah, there you go.
So, it's going to take some money to get that guy here. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we got it, though.
He's Boris's client. I can understand all that, you know, but.
Boris is definitely asking for an extension along with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Along with this contract.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He's getting Bryce an extension, too.
I expect the Phillies, I'm going to tell you, they need a couple of new pitchers, and they need a couple of new players, man. And, you know, there's going to be some changes, I'm going to tell you, in the next year or two. This Romuto is better bring the stick with him next year. I don't want to hear nothing, you know.
You always bring the stick.
Paying you big money to, you know, to do what you're doing, you know.
Yeah. You always bring the stick, right?
Yeah, I bring the stick, brother.
It's good.
Yeah, I bring the
I know stick. What you're talking about, too.
Hey, we had a good time with that. Hey, I agree.
Yes.
We had a good time with what's his name? Then we
sure did.
33. He was there. He came
Oh,
up.
Cooper DeJean. Oh, yeah. You was all over Coop, man.
Hey.
We had a good time with him, didn't we, brother?
Wait.
Well, hold on.
You know what I told him?
And what'd you tell him?
You're ready. I said, you're ready to take one of the distance. You're going to be like Brian Westbrook or Deshaun Jackson, baby.
Oh, as a punt returner,
ready to bust one.
Oh, he's getting ready to bust one?
Yo, Herb, your new haircut looked clean, man. Is that the way your hair normally is? Like really tight on the sides, longer up top?
That's the new style.
Yeah, that's the way the kids
sure is, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Herb. Well,
I had too much on the side there, you know?
So we determined by sacrificing you're performing the Four Tops on stage and not going to Europe.
Well, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's a serious sacrifice.
Yeah,
I like that.
Sounds like a big one.
I like that.
Ain't no one like the one I got.
Hey, Herb, don't make us wait for Juan Soto. Why don't you give us a little Four Tops right now? Yeah, why don't you just hit us with a little Four Tops?
You've been to Motown, right? You ever been to Motown, Spike?
I've never been to Detroit, no.
That place is wild. Motown.
I thought that was Memphis.
The house where.
Where'd you think it was?
I thought it was Memphis.
You thought Motown was in Memphis?
Yeah. What is Memphis?
It's Memphis.
Gordie Howe, man. You know Gordie Howe? He lives in Los Angeles, man.
Did you just bring up Gordie Howe?
He's thinking about Motown.
Motown. Still talking about Motown.
Yeah, Motown. He lives in. He's retired. He's got to be in his late 80s, man.
Even if he's alive.
Yeah. Give us a little Four Tops, though.
He's alive.
Give us a little Jackson 5 if we're talking Motown.
I remember when the Jackson 5 started. I remember all that, man.
Yes. It's not what I asked. But.
Unbelievable.
Can you sing the song? Sing a song. Or...
Yeah.
Huh?
Sing a song.
Give us a little ABC.
I can only do it when I'm not a singer, man. I'm a dancer. You understand? I'm not a singer.
You light on your feet?
I know when I hear it on the radio.
Yes.
That's when I get excited. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only two. I'll be honest with you. There's only maybe five or six fans that I – Chicago is one of my favorite bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, they're actually going to be playing, I think. Now.
It's hard for me to say I'm sorry.
Atlantic City.
But I just want you to know.
The Four Tops. I like Diana Ross. I like the Four Tops, the Temptations.
Yeah.
I like the one that was from North Philly. The style, you know, the Stylistics, remember
Stylistics, remember Temptations.
Listen to that before you were playing high school football, like Reese. I know you. Mm-mm. I know you had that.
That's more of a 70s.
You know what he's talking about.
I know what you're talking about, though.
In Cincinnati, in that house you were living in, boy.
I know, man. There's a lot of stuff going on in that house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Having them girls come over the house when mom and dad were around.
On
out the
ooh, boy.
Huh?
Yep.
I agree, sir.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, boy. Yep.
Mama granddad right now. Yep.
Big
that's what happened.
Penn State, Ohio State. Big game up there.
And we switched to another sport.
What else do you have in the holster?
This is the weekend. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Herb. We got to go, brother.
All righty.
I'll be down at the Wells Fargo doing my double tomorrow.
Good to know. All right.
Yeah.
Doing my double. Thank God. With the Flyers.
Yes, sir.
And, Halloween.
No. Yes.
Halloween with the Flyers.
Tomorrow. Yes. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I say, you know what? I like Hershey stuff. You know,
real quick.
Don't surprise me. You like chocolate.
Yes. Like, you know what he's talking about.
Yep.
I like Babe Ruth. You know, Babe Ruth was good. I like Milky Way.
Right. Babe Ruth was a baseball player. You mean Baby Ruth?
Baby Ruth, yeah.
Babe Ruth, yeah. He had his own candy, man.
All right, last thing, Herb. Tomorrow is Halloween. Are you going to work even though it's Halloween?
I'm going to work, but we're not dressed up.
Okay, right. Yeah. Just making sure.
Who
just
would ever do that?
Yeah, no idea. Okay.
They don't want nobody dressing up down there. Mm-mm.
All right, Herb.
Serious business only,
and it'd
Herb.
Be hard to drive with that mask on.
I'm okay with that, bro.
Okay.
All right, Herb. That was quite a Herb call. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was one for the ages.
Yeah.
Nice recap.
Just topic after topic after topic. Oh, my God. All right. The top five of five is next. Jack, what do we got going on, top five?
There's been a lot of new possible drops to the show.
Oh.
And I'm trying to determine which is the next great afternoon show drop.
I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we haven't addressed, maybe during top five, the fact that Joe Giglio did a top five today.
Top five at 145.
Yeah, top five at 145 about Fritz.
Well, it's easy to do a top five once a week.
Yeah, it was about Fritz. It was like the top five reasons that Fritz...
I'm acting out on the air.
He is acting out.
Wow, I missed that.
I know.
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on, so are they firing?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Listen, it's about time you showed a little bit of a backbone.
Well, at least the midday show fires back.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
We'll take them down
morning
as we need to.
A lot of blanks.
Yeah, a lot of blanks. A lot of blanks. Top
it's
five
called a
five.
Big dose of D.
Top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.